From Tidbits on January 20th, 2014, this is Extra Bits by Tidbits staff. Trello eases working with multiple boards. The web-based Trello collaboration tool has been refreshed with a redesigned boards page. They're now arranged in a tight grid, along with customizable backgrounds for each board. You can also star boards for quick access, and Fog Creek software has added a boards drawer to make it easier to jump between boards. Since boards tend to map to high-level projects, many of us were having trouble moving among our large collections of boards. Some of Trello's heavier styling elements have also been removed, leaving a flatter look and improving performance. Ardeo now free on the web. Streaming music service Ardeo is now free on the web, where it's supported by ads. Featuring a library of 20 million tracks, Ardeo lets you play whatever music you desire, or it can generate personalized stations like those of Pandora and iTunes Radio. Ardeo Unlimited remains available for $9.99 per month, offering ad-free playback and use of the Ardeo mobile app. Avatron's Every Disk promises file sharing without the cloud. Concerned about security and privacy when using cloud services? A new Kickstarter project from Avatron Software could help you come back to Earth. Based on the company's AirConnect system for securely establishing direct connections between machines anywhere on the internet, Every Disk aims to give you access to all your files on all your machines wherever you are without ever storing them in a cloud-based service. The Kickstarter project runs through January 25th, 2014. As little as $20 will get you a year subscription to Every Disk if the project funds. And as always with Kickstarter, you pay nothing if the project doesn't fund. Google Chrome simplifies silencing noisy tabs. At last, the latest version of Google's Chrome web browser has added tab icons to notify you if a tab is playing audio, accessing your microphone, or being cast to a Google Chromecast. The new audio alert icon should make it easier to find and silence annoying autoplay videos, such as on sites like Macworld. The other interesting addition is a preview of the new supervised users mode, which lets you see a user's browsing history and restrict access on a per-site basis. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by CrashPlan, Smile, ScanSnap, Avatron Software, and Aspire Media. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, and thanks for listening.